The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Episode 114 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is your host, Kevin, and let's see, what is today? Saturday, July 20th, and it's around noontime. Rather hot here in my part of the country. Probably hot where you are, too. Finished up a 4.5 mile run just a few minutes ago, and decided... My wife had already grabbed the kids and gone down to our neighborhood pool, so I thought I'd grab my little trusty iRiver and walk down to the pool and see what's going on down there. I will make sure I stop recording before I get to the pool because it's rather hot today. I just got done with a run and I'm fixing to do something rather disgusting, at least in my wife's eyes, down at the pool. So. She hates it when I come back from a run and jump into the pool, so I'll spare you her reaction to that. My little iRiver, I mentioned that. Do you all know what that is? It's a handy little handheld recording device that is I've been using actually since the day I started, so I'm going on 5-6 years with this thing, and the things will go through heck and back. I recorded the other day a little bit for the other podcast I'm doing and came back, threw my disgusting clothes into the wash, and then remembered halfway through the cycle that my iRiver was still in my pants pocket. So we have this new washing machine. This has nothing to do with anything, by the way, but we have this new front loader thing, and I'm too stupid to know how to stop it. Actually, I don't think I can stop it in the middle of the cycle and pull things out. The old one, I could just pull the top open, it would stop, and I'd reach down there and get something out, but not with this one. So I had to sit there and listen to that thing clunk around in there while it went through all of the cycles, and pulled it out, and obviously it did nothing. Tried to turn it on, nothing happened. So I let it sit for a day, and lo and behold, I turned it back on. Works like a charm. I even downloaded some recording that I had done earlier. Sounds good, huh? Anyway, like I said, has nothing to do with anything. So I'm walking down to the pool on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Like I said, I just got done with my 4.5 mile run training. Same old, same old. About 30 miles a week, 5 miles at a time. I'm still looking for that fall half marathon. I'm definitely going to do one. I just don't know which one yet. Just got back from vacation, had a gorgeous vacation in the Dominican Republic. We went to Punta Cana. My wife and I have been there. This is probably our fourth time now. We fell in love with this all-inclusive place down there. And this time we took my kids, and it really, really, really turned out well. It was a lot of fun. So, but it was, as my friend Amanda says, African hot. And I had to adjust to the hot weather down there. I found a place that was halfway shady to run in. I backed it down to a 1-1 ratio just to survive. And I also bagged the 5 mile runs. I decided if I could get four in, I was happy. So I think I ran every day but one. And the day I did not run, I went for a rather long walk on the beach, so I still got my steps in. And I was able to keep up my routine. But so that's a little bit about my training. I think you'll remember in episode 113, we introduced you to our brand new Extra Mile podcast employees, the Enforcers. And I have to say, they had amazing results. I mean, just far better than I would have ever hoped for. And we started getting some submissions from people who just came out of the woodwork. So what I want you to do is listen to the fear in the voices of some of those submitters today. Jeff, Michelle, even Chris Russell, who has not submitted in quite a long time. And pay particular interest to my friend Jim from Council Bluffs, Iowa. This is how bad it is with Jim, the fear that he must have had. I haven't heard from Jim in, probably a couple of years, but Jim used to be a mainstay here on the Extra Mile podcast. I looked, and Jim's first submission goes back to our fifth episode, episode number five, back in August of 2007. Yeah. And Jim, I think I tracked him down a little bit ago. I heard him on, another podcast. Maybe it was Krister's podcast. And I tracked him down to see how he was doing. So anyway, I am delighted with the results of the Enforcers. And I'm going to repost some of those old episodes so you can hear some of that stuff from the olden days. I'll get around to that. And of course, before we get on the topic of the Enforcers, they obviously scared the bejesus out of one particular listener. Check this one out.
Your Enforcers, eh? They're in the back of my trunk now. This is Summer, a.k.a. Rochelle, from Oroville, California, in the beautiful foothills of the Sierra Nevada. Oops, that's Derek. Hi, Derek. Everybody loves your voice. And little Suzanne calls you Golden Cords, by the way. This is Rochelle from Northern Kentucky. And since I'm doing this call-in under duress, I would like to take a moment to say Kevin may not actually exist, but the computer virus, this said virus, does live in my neck of the woods, though. And likes heavy breathing and lots of pancakes. I also must say hi formally to my two attackers, Jen and Suzanne. You girls got enough air back there? Yeah, they do. I also want to say hi to another friend, James Harris, the lovely British runner who hopes to get into the London Marathon. Hi, Jim. Well, I have gone from running for 3 years to dabbling in some ultra running. So thanks to a few online friends and the Mr. Twiggs interview where he ran 100 miles on the run-walk method, have gone from running to doing over 26, an ultra is over 26.2 miles, anything over that. And I've also gone from road running only to beautiful trail running and amazing experiences in beautiful places. So you should try it. My first ultra was April 27th, a trail 32 miler in Ohio by Kevin. Again, he did not show up or anything. So, you know, I'm just saying. My advice would be the run walk, even if you don't do it all the time, because everybody does it. When I was falling apart at mile 27, a guy who had this big Leadville 100 tattoo on his leg was run-walking with a very specific plane, you could tell. And obviously I was behind him, and he paced me into a 6-hour and 20-minute finish. If you don't know what Leadville is, look it up. It's a hard race in Colorado. My most recent race was over Father's Day weekend in Chattanooga, Tennessee, with 3 days. Three mountains, 60 miles. I know, cray, right? I went with some of my mutual friends, again, of Suzanne and Jen. We all come from a twisted virtual running community. So here I'll say hello. Am I going over the 3 minutes? I'll talk fast. To Heather, Rob, Damon, and Christy, they came and experienced this with me. And day one was 18 miles of mountain running with some doable elevation. Again, the run walk was a must on this kind of terrain. Everybody was doing it. And did I mention the time limit? That was the worst. Having the Grim Reaper at your back, you can't just tool along. You got to keep moving. So we finished day one. Day two, I started cracking. It was 22 miles on worse terrain than before, and my nutrition, electrolytes were off. I was just disoriented at the finish line. And again, you got to walk. The pros do it. Even if I forget, sometimes you'll see them. You've got to pace yourself, and you don't feel bad about it. Day three, I am falling to pieces. It's 20 miles on the most brutal terrain and elevation I've ever experienced. It took me 6 hours, and I fell across the finish line after fellow team member Rob met me a few yards out and took me in. I had completed a mind-numbing thing, 60 miles over 3 days. I promise you, the birth of my children was not this hard. It took me 24 hours after I was yelling and upset and mad and angry about the race. I was already planning my next adventure. So you do get over that hard hump and you go over to the next thing, whether it's a 5K to a 10K to a half to a full, whatever you do, because it is very, it's a happy place. So Kevin and all my peeps, even if I haven't met you personally, which of course no one's ever going to meet Kevin, thanks for your encouragement and sharing your experiences with me. Jennifer and Suzanne, stop your whining. It's not that hot back there. I'm also on Daily Mile as Rochelle Yu. You'll know me by my pink hair. It's what I do to deal with that nervous, stressful feeling that racing can give you. Oh, and the enforcers are officially unemployed. See y'all later.
So I guess the real message is do not mess with the enforcers. So let's hear from some other scaredy cats, shall we? We'll chat again at the end. You'll enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. It's Deborah Cohen from outside of Austin. I am calling to give you all a history lesson today. Today is June 19th. It's Wednesday. And in 1863, President Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation freeing all the slaves. But in the state of Texas, the slaves were actually freed in 1865, that's 2 years later, on June 19th, when plantation owners called their slaves to the porches of their plantations or wherever they make speeches from and informed them that they were freed. So in Texas, that is a holiday. We call it Juneteenth. I think the official formal name of it is Emancipation Day, but everybody here calls it Juneteenth, and it's a state holiday. There's parades, there's celebrations, and all like that. So there's your history lesson. What that means for me is, because I work for the state, it was a holiday today. I chose to work half a day, and then I took off early, and which was nice because I went for a bike ride and had some fun. Probably would have been a little bit more fun, except it's 98 degrees out, but I don't really feel like I can complain about the weather because I choose to live in Texas, and it will continue to be 98 or 96 or 103 degrees pretty much through October. So that's how my training is going. It's pretty much a matter of what can I do in the heat and how can I stay out of the heat and how can I time it. When I can, I'm doing more bike rides than runs just because bike rides are a little bit easier in the heat. I bought a treadmill on Craigslist, a used treadmill, and I'm doing some walking and running in the house when that works out. And, right now I'm doing more walking than running, just kind of mixing in a little running, quite a bit of bike riding, and everything else is just like a little core, a little strength. I'm keeping active. I'm enjoying it. I'm counting my steps every day on an app on my phone. And just being active and enjoying my family. My little girl learned to ride a bike last week, and she is like a speed demon up and down the block. She loves it. She and I have been going for I walk and she rides, or I ride on the street, she rides on the sidewalk, and we go around the neighborhood, and my son is enjoying riding with us also. So we're having a great time here. I hope everyone else is having a fantastic time, staying safe, being healthy, drinking enough water, enjoying your families, enjoying the outdoors, and just being excellent. Okay? Love you all. Enjoy your extra mile. Bye.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Audrey calling from northwestern Connecticut, calling with a training update and a couple of race reports. It's been a long time since I called. Back in January, my sister and I ran the Disney Half Marathon. It was her first race ever. Well, she did a 5K once, but this was her first half marathon, and we trained together, although she lives 5 hours away from me. We followed the same training schedule and completed that race and had a ball. It was my first time at Disney ever in my life, so my sister had fun showing me around. After that, I spent most of the winter on the treadmill in the gym trying to get my speed up. And in May, I ran a 5K that I run every year, Bishop's Fund for Children 5K race. I am a priest in the Episcopal Church, and so one of the divisions in this race is fastest clergywoman. And this year I was able to get my title back with a 5K time of just about 28 minutes. So I'm a slow runner. At this point, I'm training for my fifth marathon, which will be in October, the Hartford Marathon. It's a nice, flat, fast race. And just back this morning from a quick 4 miles, it took me 40 minutes, so I'm just about on my usual time schedule. Feeling pretty good. It's going to be a long road till October, though. So that's what we're up to here in Connecticut. It's about 75 degrees, and it's about 6:30 this morning, so we're in a little bit of a heat wave here at the end of June. Hope everybody's doing well. Keep running, and enjoy your extra mile. Take care.
Kevin, bless me, for I have sinned. It's been over 2 years since my last submission. And after your last show, I'm kind of worried that you're going to be sending your runner mafia after me. But anyway, first time using the comment line. It is, I think, July 2nd. I think it's Tuesday. You lose track when you get old and retire. But I don't know if I can keep anything under 3 minutes, but I'll do my best. My name is Jim. I live just south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. For my penance today, I did a 10-miler. Although I haven't submitted in the last couple of years, I was a regular submitter at one time and have not stopped running. For an old guy, I think I do pretty good last year, about 1,400 miles running, over 4,000 on the bike. So I had about 5,400 miles of moving. I run 3 days and bike 3 days with 1 day off. So anyway, just a short submission to let you know that I'm still alive, running the old Wabash Trace Trail south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. And please do not send your enforcers after me. I will try to submit on more of a regular basis. We need to get some more running podcasts, though, by the way. They're getting far and few between, and we need to do something about that. So my 3 minutes is probably up. Kevin, take care. Thanks for all your hard work. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yeah, hi, folks. This is Chris. But a lot of background noise here. I'm in a Corolla, a rented Corolla, driving north. Actually, probably driving, north, northeast from my house. I just crossed over into Kennebec County, crossed some river. Could have been the Kennebec River. Could have been some other river with some other name, like Unamunapussasuket or something. You never know up here in Maine. But I'm heading up to run the Bay of Fundy Marathon tomorrow. And that should be fun. I'm in pretty good shape. I got some little aches and pains, but I'm in pretty good shape. So, long time since I called into the Extra Mile podcast, I figured I owed you guys an update. I had been suffering from plantar fasciitis for, almost 2 years. And this fall through winter, I finally was able to start running a little bit again and find a balance where I could train some. And I started training through the spring, did some long races, and managed to be getting up to, three times a week, get some miles in with my eyes on Boston. And I was running Boston for charity this year for Team Hoyt because I wasn't fit enough last year with the injury to actually go out and run my qualifying time. So I was running for charity, started way in the back, and I had all that weirdness at Boston. I actually was had a horrible race because I just wasn't fit on the training I could get in, and I was back with the charity runners, which is always fun. They're happy people. But ended up getting turned around right at the finish line and was in that whole mess there with the bombs and wandering around Boston. And it's really emotional for me because I've run 15 and 25, 26 Boston marathons. No, 14 and 25, 26. So I kind of want to go back and run my 15th, even though I'm kind of old. So I turned around and started and upped my training a little bit after Boston, and started running a little bit more focused 1600 based track work to get my times down and get a little bit more comfortable in my body, get some weight off, get my pace comfortable again, and ended up going up in the, gosh, it would have been the end of May, middle of May. I went up to a race in Vermont called the Vermont Shires Marathon, which was absolutely beautiful. It was gorgeous. And they said, anybody who didn't finish Boston, and because I basically was walking at the 23-mile mark, I got turned around at Boston. Anybody who didn't finish Boston could get a free entry if you want to come up. And it was within 2 hours' drive of my house. So I just got up on Sunday morning, drove up there, and ran that race. And I had a great race, felt awesome. You know, just, it's a progression of things. This stuff doesn't happen overnight. You have to work on getting your fitness back. And I came close. I was 4 minutes off my qualifying time, but I was real happy with the effort. I was real happy with the discipline and the pacing. It was a very hilly course. It was kind of a humid day. I was very happy with that. Felt like a runner again. And so then I said, okay, I'm gonna double down. And, it's the end of June. And I'm going up to the Bay of Fundy Marathon, which gave me about 5 or 6 weeks to get another training cycle in. It went pretty well. I started getting a little sore towards the end. Some old injuries, some new injuries started to ache. So this last couple weeks, I didn't get as much volume in as I wanted to, but I'm very fit. I've been doing a lot of core work. I got a couple of pounds crept back on this week with the taper, and I've been struggling to get enough sleep with the Stanley Cup playoffs. But, it's good to be a runner. A lot of good times this summer. Hopefully I can keep it going. And, looking to get my time tomorrow and run a beautiful race in a beautiful place. That actually, I've never run this race. First year for this race is called the Bay of Fundy Marathon in Maine. If you look at a map of the United States and go as far to the northeast as you can go, there, where Maine sticks out, to the east, there's a little bay there, and it's the Bay of Fundy, and it has the world's largest tide. And there's an island there called Campobello Island, which, and that's where FDR is from, and where I think Anne of Green Gables, those books came from. And so what it does, it starts in Lubeck, Maine. It crosses the bridge, which is the border, runs the length of Campobello, and then turns around and runs back. And it doesn't look too bad. Looks like the weather's going to be good in mid-50s. You never know. I mean, I don't worry about things I can't control. And, you know, when I looked at the elevation map, it looked kind of brutal till I read the XY on it. And it, the big hills, there looks to be one or two or three, four big hills, but I read them, they're really only like 150 feet in height stretched over 2 or 3 miles. Which, you know, if you do the math, that's barely perceptible. I mean, a little bit of a climb, kind of a long climb, but not enough to test you. There's one that goes from mile 19 to 22, which climbs 150 feet, which isn't that bad of a climb. And then there's a downhill from 22 into the finish. So we'll have to see. I mean, my fitness is good. My strength is good. What the only question I have is, well, A, you got to have a good day. You can always have a bad day. And B, you know, do I have enough to get far enough, deep enough into the race to be able to hold it. Because last time I didn't. Last time I couldn't hold it after 20. I didn't crash. I didn't bonk, but I just couldn't hold the pace. So that's what I'm looking to find out tomorrow. Should be fun. And I'll report back in when I'm done. Bye. All right, so it's Saturday. I'm here. I don't know, it's 5:22 East Coast time, but I think that makes it only... What time does that make it? Makes it... I'm in a different time zone. So it's 6:22 where I am on Campobello Island. I'm all the way at the far end at the headlands, Deer Island. You can't go any further. And I drove the course, and it's brutal. It's brutally hilly. It didn't look that way on the course map, but it is. It's got a lot of short, steep stuff and twisty, turny, and bad road, bad camber, bad shoulders. So, gonna be an interesting race tomorrow. Not real encouraging, but I'll still show up and give it a try. See what I can do. I'll have to run tactically smart to be able to get my time. Otherwise, well, I've had another race somewhere else. All right, ciao. All right, so here's my epilogue. I'm back in the little rental Corolla here with all the bad road noise, speeding my way back from the easternmost part of the United States, which is Lubeck, Maine. And so this race kicked my ass. It was just way too hilly. I had not trained for that. I was in good shape. I was pretty fit, but I had not trained for that. 26 miles is a long way to run, even on a good day, but not with those kind of ups and downs. I was talking to folks afterwards who were trying to figure out just how many hills we thought were in there, and we were coming up with numbers like 20, ups and downs. And towards the turnaround, out like 13 to 17, they got really steep. They got Mount Washington steep, like chin scrapers. But they weren't super huge, but when they're steep like that, they beat up on your legs no matter what. So, pretty race. I would recommend it. It just don't try to run a time at it. I would recommend it because the folks were super nice and the organization was good for a first year race. And the place is stunningly, stunningly gorgeous up in Campobello Island. In the Bay of Fundy. Just beautiful up there. I camped out on the island and there was nobody in this campground. One thing I was a little worried about getting up in the morning and whether it was going to be hot. It was not hot at all. It was in the 50s. We actually got a little rain on the course. It was beautiful. I didn't go through much fluid at all. My stomach was a little weird towards the end. But the campground was great. I slept great for what I slept. I didn't sleep much because the sun never sets this time of year up here. Well, I mean, it set for maybe 4 hours, but there was a full moon too. So it's they call it the largest moon of the year. So really pretty. I mean, just wonderful. So I stopped and got some lobster for lunch on my way back. Now I got to drive the rest of the way home. I'm not particularly upset about it. It just isn't a course that I could race. I would have to do a lot of hill training before I could race a course like this. It's not just the ups, it's the downs. You know, coming back in, the last couple miles were still hilly, but they're a little less, a little more friendly. And even the downhills started to give me problems because my legs were trashed. Now, there you go. That's my update. So I ended up running like a 3:45. So, you know, I pushed it. I pushed it hard in the beginning trying to build up some time. We had close to 3 minutes in the bank going into the half. But then right after the half, there was some real chin scrapers and I was forced to walk a little bit. And so I got out around 14:15 and I decided, well, you know, it's now or never. And I pushed it. I figured maybe if I could push the downhills and got out the uphills, I might all even out to put me in a position where I could run those last couple of downhill miles okay. But it just did not happen. I got to the 20-mile mark. It was kind of funny because I saw the 20K mark because it's out and back. So the 20K was actually close to the 20-mile mark, like a half mile earlier. I look at my watch, go, oh, sweet. I'm still a minute and a half up on my time or 2.5 minutes up my time. And then I realized it was the 20K mark going the other way, not the 20-mile mark going the way I was going on the back. And when I got there, I was, you know, probably already close to 2 minutes off my pace, my target pace. So I said, "Up, oh, yeah, this game's over." So I backed off a little bit, did a fair amount of walking in the last 10K just to see if I could save my legs a little bit. But, yeah, there you go. Lobsters, Maine, Bay of Fundy Marathon in the bag. I'm probably getting close to 40 marathons. I really lost count. I know that probably surprises a lot of you, but it's just kind of the way my brain works. All right, ciao.
Hi, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Shannon from Orlando, Florida, with a training report update for marathon number 2, which is the Space Coast Marathon on December 1st. Today, I ran my longest run this season. We ran 12.5 miles with my Galloway group with 30-60 intervals, which at first I wasn't sure I liked, but actually by the end, it was actually a great interval to follow with all this humid heat and just general itchiness that's been going on here in Central Florida. It was a great run. I was feeling it in my legs, for sure. So I'm definitely doing some icing and some compression and foam rolling and that sort of thing today. Unfortunately, I got my first blister of the season, but that would eventually happen. But other than that, it was a great training run, and it's nice to get a double-digit run out of the way. So I'm going to be trying to do the 29-mile Jeff's plan as far as the time goal. So we will see how that goes, and that's pretty much my report right now, and I will update again in a couple weeks when I do my next long run. Again, this is Shannon from Orlando, Florida.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. Well, I just listened to, this is Jeff C. from Bracy, Virginia. And my wife is Suzanne C. from Bracy, Virginia. We're both doing our first full trail marathon this October. And I've been a long-time listener, and I just listened to episode 113. And out of fear, I called in as soon as it was over. I really appreciate what you're doing, Kevin, and I love hearing all the call-ins, and we'll keep you all updated with our training. It's a trail marathon called MEDOC Mountain Trail Marathon, and it's in eastern North Carolina. We train in the trails mostly. We run on the road some, but we really like running in the woods. But I'm Jeff C., and I'll keep you updated with our training. Thanks a lot, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Sam from D.C., a.k.a. Diesel Runner. I was calling to give you a training update. It's July 8th, and week before last, I didn't have a very good week. I only ran 2 times. I had a total of 13 miles with a long run of 9 miles, so I didn't really feel too confident about that. Wasn't happy about it. But I'm coming off a great week this week. Was able to run 4 times. Got my longest training run in of 11 miles. And I'm really happy about that. And I was able to end the week with about 22 miles. So I'm steadily ramping up my mileage each week. And I'm trying to stay focused. Nutrition has been my weakness, and I wanted to find out if anyone had any ideas or suggestions with regard to nutrition books or anything that I can use to help in my marathon training. I'd appreciate any help that you can give, and I hope you guys have a great week and enjoy your extra mile.
Greetings, Kevin. An Extra Mile podcast listeners. This is Jim. Today is July 4th. Happy birthday, America. Kind of makes you wonder what the founding fathers would think of their grand experiment. Would they be cheering or rolling over in their graves? I have my opinion, but that's not what this podcast is for. Thursday, that's a run day. That's generally my hill day, so I did 10 miles in the hills over here on the Wabash Trace. Actually, pretty good time. 122.13 for an 8.14 average pace. Last mile at a 7.33. Now, so not bad for a 62-year-old retired fart. But anyway, be my second submission in the last few days, and the second in the last few years. So hopefully I'll get the hang of this and maybe get back into the swing of things. But anyway, that's my my training update. Not that I'm training for anything other than just training for life. I want to grow old and be able to do the things that I've always done. So, you know, after 38 years of running, it seems to be working. So everybody have a great holiday. Well, obviously, by the time you hear this, the holiday will be well over. But I hope everybody did have a good 4th of July holiday if they were here in America. And keep doing your miles. Stay safe. Hydrate in this heat if it gets hot where you're at. And we'll talk to you down the line. Jim from the Wabash Trace in Iowa saying, see you next time. Bye.
Hey, Kevin, Extra Milers. This is Vance from Traverse City, Michigan. And I just finished workout number 5 for the Speaking Bear Marathon. I've got scheduled for October. It's going pretty good, and can't complain a whole lot. I ran 10 miles the other day here in Michigan. It was 90, and I know a lot of people run a lot hotter temperatures, but managed it, survived. Yeah, I'm looking forward for those cooler temperatures running again. Anyway, I had all sorts of comments all planned out for this run, and at the very end of the June episode, and I'm going to read the book. So cool. So I totally lost my train of thought on that. Well, anyway, well done, everybody, and look forward to hearing the next episode. We'll catch you later.
Hello, Kevin, Nigel, and all you extra milers. This is Suzanne calling in from somewhere in Kentucky in a car trunk with still another training race report. June 8th, Chicago 13.1 series with Joe and Peg. I met my proposed time. Granted, I didn't have high aspirations, but the weather was good and the course is familiar. One more time, Allstate did a fantastic job with ample aid stations and funny Burma-shaped-type motivational signs all along the course. They had entertainment ranging from bagpipers to DJs to live golden oldie bands. Plenty of bananas, fresh and frozen dipped in chocolate, and plenty of other edibles, too. If you ever want to enjoy a well-done race, check out the Allstate 13.1 series. And they don't cost an arm and a leg, either. June 23rd was the second annual Chicago Women's Half and the first hot morning of the year here. Now, for y'all down south, it really wasn't all that hot, and we did have a good lake breeze, but for a couple of miles on the back six, with no aid stations or shade, it was a mite toasty. Early into the race, I picked up a couple of first-timers, and their interval timer wasn't working. When I told them I was running a 30-30 because of the sudden increase in heat, they asked if they could tag along with me. We did fine until we hit that hot patch. One of the young ladies was fading fast, so ended up walking about a mile and a half. By mile 11.5, she was ready to go again, and we added the run back into the run, walk, run, crossing the finish line for their very first half, and my slowest time ever. I could have crushed that race if I wasn't being nice to them. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. There's nothing else in the pipeline except training until September and my 5th Chicago half marathon. Y'all keep running on, and I will too if I ever figure a way out of this car trunk.
Hey, good morning, all you extra, extra, extra milers. Not just normal milers, just extra miles. That's like new improved Tide, extra milers. So, hey, it's Chris, and I'm in my car. I'm in the Camry. I'm heading to a race. Hope I'm not too late. It's 4th of July morning. I know a lot of people do these 4th of July races. There's a lot of fun runs. Looks like it's going to be a tad hot and sticky. We've had really kind of humid, hot and humid weather up here. in New England. So it's currently 75 degrees at 7:22. This race is going to go off at 8. I expect it will be in the 80s. It's a 5-miler. I've run it before. And I really... apprehensive is the word. I don't know. Scared. Because this race is a monster. It's got this hill in it that's the biggest hill around here. I don't know. This is a hill that all the local cross-country teams go do their torture session on. So if any of you guys ran cross-country in your youth, you know what I'm talking about. There's always that one big hill that the coach finds and makes you go do hill repeats on the big hill. This is that hill. It's maybe, it's at least a mile long. And then it's got a downhill the same size on the back end going into the finish. But, you know, either way, for me, in my elderly, fragile state, both of those are risky things. So I'm trying to make myself not race. But then again, I don't want to, you know, I still have that problem where I remember what my race times used to be, and it bothers me. So I'm treating it as a tempo run. Hopefully I won't hurt myself, and we'll get up and down, meet some friends, have some fun, right? It's the Harvard Mass, Harvard 4th of July 5-miler. Now, I haven't been doing a lot of short races just because it hurts to run short races. Does that make any sense? Marathons don't hurt. 5Ks hurt like hell because you gotta go fast. The race is part of a series that the road race that I'm the race director for, the Groton Road Race, the Groton 10K, 5K. It's all part of a series. There's 6 races in where I live. It's called Neshoba Valley, and the Harvard has a couple of those races. And then there's the Air 5K, and on Thanksgiving is the last one. And if you run them all, there's like a point system, which I won't score in the point system, not in this area. And they give away a nice, you know, some sort of prize, a jacket. Last year was a nice hoodie. We gave away some bar glasses. I'll tell you what, I open up my cabinet. I don't have any normal glasses. All I have is bar glasses from races. It's 100% bar glasses from races. But how do you throw them away, you know? You go, hey, I rode my mountain bike for 100 miles. I'm not throwing the glass away. So yeah. But like I was saying, there's a point system. So you get points for running the races. And I looked at the top 10, you know, because they've done one race, which is the Groton 10K. And I ran that race as well. As the race director, I don't get to run the actual race. So what I do is I strap on a bib at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I go out with some of the other guys, other folks, and we run the course. And I time myself, and I turn in my time. And so I actually ran real well this year. On my own 10K course, I ran it, you know, given where I am fitness-wise, I ran it in 42-something, which is pretty good. And so I looked at the top 10 in the standings for this series coming out of that first race. And in my age group, you know, there's nobody under 38 minutes, you know, over 38 minutes. So in this area, you don't stand a chance of placing in any races unless you're pretty fast. So... anyhow, going off to run this race, see how it feels, get a little sweaty, maybe hurt myself. Ciao.
Okay, so this is Chris. This is after the race that I ran, the Harvard 4th of July 5-miler. And, yeah, it's a difficult course. The third mile is entirely uphill, and then the fourth mile, so into the finish, is entirely downhill. So if you know the course, it actually makes it a lot easier, because after the big hill, if you don't know the course, you're always frightened that there might be more coming. But if you've run the course before, you know that after the big hill, it's all downhill, so you can sort of relax into the finish. But I ended up doing okay. I mean, my legs just didn't like racing that kind of speed. And I actually had to pull over and massage out my quads a little bit. And here's Buddy. Hi, Buddy. How you doing? He's like, Who are you talking to? Buddy smells great. I gave him a bath yesterday. He smells like tropical sunshine. He's very huggable right now. So, so I ended up running okay, you know. I had to walk run some of the big hills, but it was very hot. I went for a warm-up, you know, went for a 10-minute warm-up jog, and I came back soaked, you know, so you knew the race was going to be a little little rough too. But yeah, all in all, good tempo run. You know, I'm okay with that. I know I don't have the hill fitness, and I know I don't have the speed yet. So keep working on it. Ciao.
Hello to all the extra milers. This is Michelle calling from suburban Phoenix. And yes, I'm one of those longtime listeners with training / race report a phobia. Well, my race report isn't really a running race. This past year, I've been in a marathon of sorts as I am a student in an accelerated RN program. And I'm very happy to say that we took our final exam yesterday and the finish line is only a mere month away. This has been probably one of the toughest races I have ever run. As for my physical running, I haven't run as many races, nor have I trained for many races for the past year, as I've been just focusing in on my studies. However, my goal was to just simply maintain a weekly mileage so that I could actually jump in and start training for another half marathon or marathon once nursing school is over. So I'm happy to say that I'm actually able to start training again. And my goal for this year is actually to plan on running the Fiesta Bowl half marathon in December, and either the Lost Dutchman or the IMS half marathon coming up in February. I'm so very excited to listen to the Extra Miles / Galloway half marathon podcast. I'm hoping that it will help me increase some of my speed and at the same time stay injury free, which is very important. So I love listening to all of your updates, and until next time, stay safe out there.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike from Virginia Beach, and it's been a long time since I've called in. Fall was the last time when I was training for the 26.2 with Donna, but life kind of got in the way, and I wasn't able to run for about 8 weeks. So my training program got off, and the door to 26.2 with Donna kind of shut. But lucky enough am I, a couple of other doors opened up right after that. My son asked me if I wanted to run the Shamrock Half Marathon with him. And my daughter asked me if I wanted to be in a charity run with her. So how lucky am I? I get to run in two races with two of my children. I feel really, really privileged for that. That was a pretty lucky thing for me to be able to do. My training now is like everybody else, cutting my way through the humidity of summer, but that's okay. I'm enjoying that and getting back into the groove of things. Thanks to all of your submissions. I do appreciate that. When I got back into running, you guys were there giving me motivation. Carlos was motivating me with his fabulous cadence that he has. It's a motivating cadence. And Chris Russell was there with a couple of submissions on running form. So, you know, when I needed you guys were all there and gave me some great motivation to get back into the groove of things. Kevin, thanks for putting all of that together. Next on my horizon is another run with my son. Again, he got the half marathon bug. We're shooting for the Rock and Roll Half Marathon in Virginia Beach, a real fun event. And as things go along, I'll send an update on my training. Hope everybody's doing well, and I'll see you out there on your extra mile. Take care. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Extra Mile Podcast listeners. Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It's Friday the 12th. Today's a bike day, so I'm about 12 and a half miles south of my house on the Wabash Trace. I'm actually a couple miles south of Silver City, Iowa, if anybody cares to check it out. But this is my turnaround point for a 25-mile ride. So I always stop here, take a nature break, as they call it, on the Tour de France. Little shot of food, and I'll hit the trail back. It's mostly uphill from here, so it's a little tougher going back. But cross-training, this is lacrosse training day. And if there's any word of wisdom to any of this, it is that maybe it is something people should think about, especially when you get a little older and you want to prolong your running career and you don't want to run every day or even 4 or 5 days a week. I run 3 days a week and bike 3 days a week, and it really works out. So the key to these bike rides I have found is that you got to put a little effort into it, because it is so easy, it seems, if you're a runner, to ride a bike. bike riders cannot stand to run. But a runner getting on a bike, he just shakes his head and says, man, this is pretty easy. And it is, unless you really put some effort into it. So I'll hit it pretty hard. I get to grasp the idea of an easy bike ride, so I'm always working pretty hard at it. So anyway, 12 and a half miles yet to go, so I'll say goodbye and take off. Everybody have a good weekend. Today's Friday, and we'll talk to you next week maybe sometime. Talk to you later, Kevin. See you guys. Bye.
Hello, folks. This is Jim from Pennsylvania, also from the Runners Anonymous blog, YouTube page, and previously podcast. So it's been quite a while since I have made a post to submit to Kevin and for all of you to listen to, so this one might be a little on the longer side, so if you're not already running, grab your popcorn. Alrighty, well, we'll stick to the things of most interest. So back in April, I did my most recent marathon, which was the Knoxville Marathon in Knoxville, Tennessee. Very nice little town. I say little town, I think it's like 150,000 people or something like that. So for some places, that's not so little. If you're from New York City, it's little. So there you go. But anyway, that marathon counts as my Tennessee Marathon. For those of you not familiar with my postings, my goal is to run a marathon in every state. So Knoxville makes Tennessee, and Tennessee makes state number 14 for me. And also makes marathon number 18 total. So that was kind of a neat accomplishment. If you haven't had a chance to do the Knoxville Marathon, I would highly recommend it. Starting off, because I'm actually wearing the shirt today, it's a really cool shirt. Not every marathon hands out good-looking shirts, but Knoxville certainly does. The course itself is a little on the challenging side. You know, I'm going to say hilly, and of course hilly is... it's like hot, you know, we're having a major heat wave right now, but, you know, all this stuff is relative. You know, we're having 100-degree heat indices here in PA today, but, you know, if you live in Texas or in Arizona, you're probably hearing 100 degrees and going, it's July, so what? You know, again, all this stuff is relative. But probably for most people, you'll find Knoxville to be a hilly marathon. Good news, though, for those of you planning on doing it, all the hills are in the first half half marathon. So it gets much flatter after that. So, you know, just prepare for the first 14 miles, and after that it gets much easier. But they run you through every single neighborhood in Knoxville. They do run you by the homeless shelter and by, you know, a lot of people hanging out on the street and some places that are... seemed a little on the seedy side to me, but for what it's worth, you know, they got to find 26 miles. It's either that or, I suppose, run you in smaller loops. So this is what they chose. But they also run you by a bunch of McMansions. You cross the Tennessee River twice. Yeah, twice. You run up and down each side of the Tennessee River. You finish in University of Tennessee Stadium at the 50-yard line. So that's a pretty cool finish. So all in all, really good marathon. If you're looking for one to do, highly recommend that one. Since then, though, my training and running has taken kind of a nosedive. Lots of reasons for that. Trying to figure out why I was in a bit of a slump the last couple of months. The best answer I got is it's probably just a... reaction to finally actually having some free time. You know, it's one of these things, you know, you either have, you know, the money or the time kind of an idea here. You know, for the longest time, been doing work, school, and of course doing running, and finally graduated from school, graduated from Villanova this May. And so finally, all of that has been cleared out. And right around the same time, I just kind of noticed, like, hey, I finally have all this time. I can really do some great training. And what really happened at that point is just kind of kind of an emotional nosedive, because I think just so busy for so long, and it's just like your body finally says, hey, you know what? We can relax now, and you do. So, but we're coming out of that, so that's good news. Have done one other run since then, and it was actually my first race I ever did in my life, and it's up, pardon me, up around where I grew up in Cicero, New York, and it's called the Cicero Swamp Rat Run. Hang on a second here. See if we can't get rid of that frog there. Anyway, Cicero Swamp Rat Run. This is their 33rd or 34th year they've been doing it. So my first year of doing this was one of the first years they ever did it. I think I did it the second and third year because I started doing this as a teenager. So that tells you how old I am. But it's always been a 5 and a 10K, which, you know, in the early 80s, you know, at least around where I grew up, you didn't find a lot of 10K races that were out there. Most everything was a 5K. but you had your choice of either. You run by a local lake that's up there. It's particularly flat. There is a slight grade at part of it, but pretty much by anybody's standard, it's a flat run. And it was a fun one, and it was just nice to go up there and, you know, just see an area that I haven't seen in quite a long time, since my wife and I moved from that area almost 15 years ago, and just see how much bigger it is than it was when I first started. When I first ran that, it was basically set up as another training run for the track team, for the local track team, because it was one of our coaches and my physics teacher in 11th grade who founded this race, who is still the race director, which I find kind of fun and interesting. But it used to just be the track team that pretty much had to show up for this thing, and a bunch of old guys. And of course, by old guys, I mean people who are now my age. So there you go. But now they've expanded it to fun runs for boys and girls. They have all kinds of booths and stuff that, you know, wasn't there before. And I think almost 500 boys doing the 1 mile fun run, almost the same number for the girls doing the girls fun run. And then, you know, I think it was like 300 people doing the 5K, probably close to that doing the 10K. I mean, it was a lot of people that showed up. It's a big park, and there really wasn't a lot of parking because so many people had shown. So it really was kind of a nice thing to see that this race has exploded in such a big deal. So that was back in June. The next race that I have of really any big note, though, is going to be in October, and that is the Dublin Marathon. And yes, Dublin as in Ireland. I'm going to be leaving the country to do a marathon. It's also going to be the first time I've actually left the country, well, again, probably in 15 years. Again, where I grew up, we used to drive up to Canada all the time. My friends and I, at one point, because we were only about 2 hours away from the border, if we were really bored, we would literally drive up to Canada just to see if Canada was still there. One of those, you know, goofy things you do as a teenager. Drive across the border, get something to eat at McDonald's, turn around and come back home. But, of course, now with all the 9/11 nonsense, you know, you need a passport. And I finally just got mine, so I can now also go back to Canada again if I want to. But we live a little further away from Canada now. It will probably take a plane to get to Canada. But, so we're headed out in October. I also happen to have cousins who actually live just north of Dublin, so we're going to be staying with them for a couple of days. And then, of course, doing the, you know, American tourist in Ireland thing. in addition to the marathon. So that it's going to be an awful lot of fun. So I don't think I have any other state marathons coming up this year. I think Tennessee is going to be it for 2013. I might stick something in November or December if time and finances allow me to do so. But for right now, I'm not planning anything. I think my second marathon this year is going to be an international one. So there it is. So that's all I have for now. I'm sure I will have more, or I'm sure I'll think of more as soon as I finish taping this. But, you know, this is good for now. Hope you guys are all doing well. Look forward to hearing your training as well. Stay cool in all this heat, and we'll talk to you later. All righty. Bye-bye.
Hi, Kevin and fellow runners. This is Daryl from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. I started running 18 months ago with my running partner, Daphne. During this time, we have raced many 5 and 10K races, as well as completing our very first half marathon last month. Our goal is to run a marathon by next spring, before I turn 61. I've decided to take advantage of a quick, unplanned trip driving across Canada, 6,400 kilometers, to set a goal for myself to run in every province as we drive from Nova Scotia to British Columbia, or should I say from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. We will be leaving bright and early, July 20th, to drive 4,800 kilometers in 6 days. This will take us through Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, Quebec, Ontario, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, and finally, Alberta. Then we will fly to Vancouver, British Columbia, where I hope to finish my goal by running in Stanley Park. After this, we will head to the USA to visit relatives and perhaps some more running. After hearing stories about people running races in every state or province, and some even run 52 marathons in 52 weeks, this is hardly a comparison to those great accomplishments, but I thought it would be a lot of fun to do. Now, I have my own challenges to conquer as well to complete this task. I will be driving in a small Kia with my wife, Linda, who loves to stop and shop every chance she can. My daughter-in-law, Melanie, who just wants to get to Alberta, where her husband has been for the past several months, where they are moving. And my 22-month-old grandson, Zach. Oh, yeah. I must not forget about the dog, Max, a very excitable pug. So you see, my goal is to run will not rate really high on the list of things that we have to do while traveling, even though I have the full support of Linda, Melanie, and Zach. Not too sure about Max. This will also mean that I will not have any running partner to run with. So we have decided to keep each other updated daily online about our running and biking. This will help to keep us motivated. And then just to add some more excitement to this undertaking, our flight arrives home at midnight, and Daphne and I are in a race 9 hours later. So you can follow my progress on my blog, darylrun.blogspot.ca. That's Daryl Run, all one word, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, run.blogspot.ca. Thanks, Kevin, and you guys all keep on running.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Mike from Virginia Beach. I'm doing something a little different today. I'm calling in with a pre-training report. I'm actually up in Chicago, and I'm about to meet Suzanne. And we're going to go for a long run together, along with her friend Miriam. Now, she sent me a picture. And she's wearing silver breeches, shiny breeches, in her picture. Now, what kind of runner wears shiny breeches? Well, I guess I'm going to find out shortly. Looking forward to the run, but she's also promised me a surprise at the end of the run that she and Miriam do every other Friday. So, anyway, should be fun. I'll give you an update after we get together. We're kind of walking. I'm walking south on the trail. She's walking north on the trail. And somewhere in the middle, I'm going to meet this fantastic woman who's called in all these cool reports. I don't know what she thinks of me. We'll find out shortly. Bye.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Mike from Virginia Beach.
in Chicago with my post-training report. But the question I posed earlier is, what kind of person and why would they wear shiny britches? Well, I finally had a chance to meet a wonderful Suzanne, and the answer is, it matches her wonderful personality. She's bubbly, she's effervescent, as if you didn't know that from the podcast. And what a wonderful host, along with her friend Miriam, to run along the Lakefront Trail along beautiful Lake Michigan. And what a fabulous run it was. We did about 6 or 7 miles, got to do it at a nice, reasonably 30-second pace along the Lakefront Trail. And for those of you who haven't been here, it is such a beautiful place. Boats, I don't know what you call them, harbored, anchored in the water. The sunlight shining off the water. Beautiful, sunny, hot, humid day. But what a great one. And the treat afterward was this place called Chocolate Bliss, where they have these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful cupcakes and muffins. And so anyway, we ran, got some muffins and cupcakes. And now I'm heading back to the hotel down Michigan Avenue, running with 2 cupcakes in my hand in a bag, one for me and one for my wife. Wonderful run, wonderful way to get ready for the Rock and Roll Half Marathon in Virginia Beach that my son and I are going to do on Labor Day. And just wanted to let you know, it was just a great experience. So if you ever get a chance to reach out to one of the other podcast submitters and take a run with them, what a treat of a lifetime it was. Hope you guys are having as much fun as I did today, and I'll see you on your next Extra Mile.
There you go, episode 114 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Try to get a little bit better at putting these out. Like I said, I'm kind of doing double duty right now. I do have some other submissions just sitting in my inbox ready for episode 115. I'll see if I can't get around to that a little bit sooner than this one. And I will remind you while I'm talking about that other podcast that if any of you are looking to run a fall marathon using the run, walk, run method, the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition is in episode number 2 right now, and you still got time to jump off the fence and join us for a fall half marathon. What else? The running survey. Have you all checked out Dr. Jackson's running survey? Suzanne's son, who put that together, is going to run that thing through August, and then in September we'll be giving away 2. I think I only said 1 last time. It's actually 2 Garmin watches, one for males and one for females. So gotta check that one out. I'll put that in the show notes again today. Another reminder, make sure you get over to the Extra Mile Podcast Galloway Edition Facebook page and check it out. We're giving away a lot of great stuff over there. Mostly some squish bands. We've given a lot of those away and still have a lot more to give away. So check it out. And hey, I'm at the pool, so time for me to do my disgusting dive into the pool, hot and sweaty. And until next time, you'll enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back to together. You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me. But we are never, ever, ever getting back together.